Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivan.org, the next program is Shaddarshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Vedanta, presented by Sri Ramakrishna. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Mahabhut Agnihotra Vag Agnihotra Yavagu Upak Yavagu Pakavad Arthakramaha Shrotastu Bhavishyati Grihi Bhutva Vani Bhavet Vani Bhutva Pravrajetiti Javala Shuti Gahasthyena He Ejnyadi Anushthanam Sucheti. Fine, what you said? Let me accept. Mahabhut, let it not be. What? Agnihotra Yavagu Pakavat. Like the Agnihotra and Yavagu Pachana. There is a karma. Where Artha Kramaha. Artha, there are different kramas, different orders in which the Shruti is, the Vedas are said. So, first in this Veda, it is said this fellow should have to perform this Agnihotra. Then it is said Yavagum Pachati. It is said he performs Agnihotram Jyoti. It is said Agnihotram Jyoti in the first place. And then later it says Yavagum Pachati Yavagum Va Pachati. Now he cooks the Yavagu wheat. Now after doing the fire oblation, it is said that he has to cook. This is the order. It is said he has to do the fire oblation and then he has to cook. Cook for what? For eating. And for what? The fire oblation is over. Then what will you use that Yavagu, wheat or barley, whatever you are cooking? There is no use for that in the fire oblation. So you eat. That is what the Shruti means. You be strong. That is not the idea. You say, though the Patakrama is there, Patakrama is there, you have to understand through Arthakrama. Patakrama means the order in which, Krama means order. Patha means the way of study, the Shastra, Shruti. So the way in which it is studied, maybe not what is followed. Through Arthakrama, through the meaning, since it is not useful after the fire oblation, what you understand is, before the fire oblation, you cook this food and then use it in the fire oblation. So that Arthakrama, let it not be. Let you not take to that Arthakrama. Fine. What will then? Krama. Shautastu Bhavishyati. The Shruti Krama will definitely should accept it. Shauta Krama should accept it. How? Grihi Bhutva Vani Bhavet. It says, Grihi Bhutva Vani Bhavet. Grihi Bhutva. After becoming Grastha. Bhutva. Tva. Samana Kartrukayoho Purva Kale. There is this Sutra, Panini Sutra. Samana Kartrukayoho Purva Kale. Ktva, this pratya, this suffix is added to something where this karta, the doer, is same. And this is the karma which the doer did in the previous instance, in the previous point of time. At the previous point of time he performed, the same performer performs another karma in a different point of time. So it says Grihi Bhutva, after becoming the Grastha, after becoming Grastha, the same person who became Grastha, let him become Vani Bhavet, let him become this Vani Vanaprastha. Let him go with his wife to forest. And Vani Bhutva, from there he, after staying there and studying whatever he needs to study, prabrajet, let him take to sannyasa. This is the order. So you have to, this tva is especially used. So you have to follow this order. First he has to get married and then he has to go with his wife to vanaprasthashrama, and then finally this fellow has to give up that and he has to take sannyasa. This is the order in which it is explained. And in the Jabala Shruti, Garhasthyenehi Yajnadi Anushthanam Sucheti. Only by the Garhasthya, the Yajna, etc. should be performed. It is very clearly said. Smarandicha. And in the Smriti also it is said. Manusmriti. Aditya Vidhivat Vedan Putra. Aditya Vidhivat Vedan Putrascha Utpadya Dharmataha. Ishtvacha Shaktito Yajnaihi Mano Mokshe Niveshayet. Adhitya Vidhivatu Vedan. Vidhivatu in a proper position in a proper situation in a proper order. Aditya Vedan, after studying the Vedas, putrascha utpadya dharmatah, and after gaining the progeny in a proper way, that also according to the dharma, ishtvacha shaktitah, and after performing the yagas, fire oblations, according to his power, wealth, yajnehi mano moksham niveshyet, shaktito yajnehi, after ishtva yajnehi shaktitah, mano moksho mokshe niveshyet, let him place his mind in the path of moksha, renunciation. Moksha, path of renunciation here, not path of realization. Mano moksha niveshyet, in the path of renunciation, which is the path for moksha, realization. So it is said, nindanti cha, and it is also this same shruti which says aditya, this same smriti, manusmriti, which says he has to study, and after getting married, after creating progeny, after doing the fire oblations properly, he has to take to sannyasa. If he doesn't do that in this order, what will happen to him? It condemns that kind of non-order also. Anadhitya dvijaha vedan, anadhitya dvijo vedan, anutpadyathatmajan, anishtva chaiva yajnyaischa, mokshamichyan vrajatyadaha iti. Anadhitya dvijaha, this dvija, this twice born, anadhitya, without studying what? Vedan, the Vedas, without studying the Vedas, anutpadya tatha atmajan, atmajan, atmad jataha iti atmajah, atmajan, his son, progeny, without creating a progeny, anishtva cha eva yajnyaischa, without anishtva, anishtva, without doing the fire oblations, the yajnyas, moksha michchan, a person who desires moksha, vrajatyadaha, he'll fall below whatever category he is born in. This is very clearly said, iti ityata aha. Therefore, to negate this, he says, yatha cha hrudyadi avadananam anantarya niyamaha. So, for this, he says, if you say this, we'll say, this is the answer. Yatha cha hrudyadi, hrudyadi avadananam anantarya niyamaha. In the pashuyaga, they take this chaga, chaga pashu. And it is said, this is the order, way in which you have to cut. After doing the proper puja, etc., after worshipping the, after doing all the worship for the chaga pashu, you have to cut. That's a special person to do his cutting, etc. So he should be another Brahmin. And he cuts the center of this chaga from the chest below. He starts cutting it. And then it is said, hrudyadi hrudyasya agre avadyati atha jihvayaha atha vakshaso yatha kami taresham. It is said very clearly. What? First, hrudyasya agre, in the chest portion he cuts. Then, atha vakshasi, the breast portion, whatever, the heart, he removes the heart. Atha jihvayaha, then he has to cut the jihva, the tongue. Then, the other portions. Whichever order, that is not very clear. That is not in order. You can cut it in any order which you desire. So he says, hrudesya hrudesya kutaha hrudesya agre avadyati atha jihvaya atha vakshasa iti atha agra shabda abhyam kramasya vikshetatvat. If this agra, atha agre, after this, you have to cut it straight. And then in a lengthy way you have to cut, and then after that avadyati he cuts it, and then atha jihvayaha, he cuts the chest, and then jihvaya tucks the tongue, then heart, etc. This is the order in which you have to cut. So kramasya vivakshatatva, there the order of cutting is very clearly said. Nartaiha krama vivakshataha, in that way the krama, the order is not said. After entering the brahmacharya ashrama, after going to the grahastha ashrama, after going to the vanaprastha ashrama, after reaching the sannyasa ashrama, after going to Vanapras, he should have to give up. That kind of order is not given here. So, Shrutya Taya Eva Anima Darshanat. Because through the Shruti, we see the non-order only. The non-order in these things are very clearly specified. How? Iti va itratha brahmacharya deva pravrajet graha adva vanadva iti. The Shruti very clearly says, iti va itratha. If he has the dispassion, he has gained dispassion even in different ashrama, in any other ashrama, he can destroy this order. This order in which he normally takes, in which he follows. He can give up that order. He can give up the family from the brahmacharya itself, from the grastha itself, or from the vanaprastha itself. Wherever, he can give up immediately, whenever, whatever time he has gained this desire, this dispassion. Yetavata hi vairagya upalakshyati. This is this through, only through this the vairagya paripraja, the pravrajet means the vairagya, that dispassion is what is said. Whatever point of time he gains the dispassion, he should have to give up. Ata eva, that is why yadahareva vrajet tadahareva pravrajet iti shruti. That is why the Jabala Shruti says yadu ahareva vrajet, at whatever, in whatever day you gain the dispassion, tadaraha ahareva, at that day itself, in that day itself, give up. Pravrajet, take up to the sannyasa ashrama. Nindavachanam cha abhishuddha sattva purusha abhiprayam. Then the Shruti says, the Smriti says, you accept the Smriti also as pramana, isn't it? The Shruti says, Smriti says, if you don't go to the grastha ashrama, if you don't follow the karmas, if you don't take up to the vanaprastha ashrama, etc., then you will fall. No, that is for the people who don't have the clarity of thinking. Avishuddha sattva purusha abhiprayam, who have, don't have the clarity of thinking, who have, don't have a purity of mind. For them, this is the order. Not for the people who have gained the clarity, who have gained the dispassion. Not for them. Avishuddha sattva hi moksham icchan alasyat tad upaye apravartanah grastha dharmam api nitya naimittikam anacharan pratikshanam upachiyamana papma adho gatim gacchati tyatha. Why? How will this fellow who is ignorant, who has not gained the dispassion, he should have to follow this? Why? How do you gain this idea? How do you gain this knowledge? It said, avishuddha sattvahi, because this fellow who has no purity of mind, because of that, moksha nichanapi, study the shastras, he knows the moksha is the really realization is the ultimate goal. That is what everyone should strive for. Though he knows and he has desire, he is alasya, he is lazy. Because of laziness, alasyat, tad upaye apravartamana, he does not follow the track. We follow the track means follow the path. He does not give up the grastha ashrama. He does not give up any ashrama. For him, apravartamana grastha dharmapi nitya naimitikan naitikam anacharan. And because of this laziness itself, the grastha dharmaya also, he does not follow it properly. Meaning, the nitya karmas and naimitik karmas which have to be performed, he does not perform because of the laziness. And because of that reason, pratikshanam upachiyamana papma, every second he gains only sin. He is gathering only sin. Adhogatim, because of that, adhogatim gachati ityartha, he goes, he falls to a lower position. This is how you have to understand. Again, this Purupakshi is Syadeta. Okay, let this be, let this pass also. Ma bhuta shauta artho vakrama. Let us not follow the Shruti krama or artha krama. The Shruti krama in which, the Patha krama in which it is said, or the artha krama, the meaning, taking the meaning, the order which you follow. Let it not be in both these orders. Patasthana mukhya pravrti pramanakastu kasmata bhavati ityata. Why not take it in the other forms? See, there are six pramanas, there are six means to gain the knowledge of the shruti linga, artha, etc. Now here in this shuti, artha, patha, sthana, mukhya, pravrti, these are the six pramanas in which the mimamsakas accept, through which the mimamsakas accept the pramana. Pramana means the right meaning, how to take the right meaning of each sentence. So for each sentence, this is the order. First you take it through shruti. And each one is powerful, each one is powerless when you compare to the next one. Shruti is weak when you compare it to artha. Artha is weak when you compare it to patha. So in that order, it is the previous one is weaker than the next one. So let it not be in that order. Fine. Why don't you accept the patha sthana krapa, the patha, the order in which it has been studied, that or the sthana, the position in which it is placed, or the pravrti. The pravrti krama means the order in which you perform the karmas. So why don't you take it in these orders? For that we say shesha sheshitve pramana abhavat. If I have to follow any of these orders, then I have to accept the karma to be anga and the jnana to be angi. The karma to be a limb and the jnana to be the moksha, to be that which has the limb. This is not possible because there is no pramana for that. There is no right means of right knowledge for that. There is no means of right knowledge for that kind of situation, for taking it in that meaning. Seshanam Seshanam, Samidadinam, Sheshinam, Agneyadinam, Eka Falavad, Upakara, Upanibadha, Upadibadhanam, Eka Fala Avachinanam, Eka Prayoga Vachana, Upagrihitanam, Eka Adhikari, Kartrikanam, Eka Purnamasi, Purnamasyam, Amavasya Kala, Sambadhanam, Yugapat, Anushthana, Ashaktehe, Samarthyat, Kramaprattau, Tad Vishesha Apekshayam, Pathadayaha, Tad Bheda, Niyamaya, Prabhavanti. So, when do you take this Shesha Sheshi Bhava? Shesha Sheshi Bhava is Shesha, is Ling, Anga, and Sheshi is Angi. Anga Angi Bhava or Shesha Sheshi Bhava, whichever. So this is the Shesha is the Anga is Samid, etc. The limbs for a karma. Samid, the firewood, the ghee, the person who performs, all these are limbs to perform the karma. Now Samidadinam Sheshinam cha Agniyadinam. For what these fellows are, these things are limbs? For the karma. What kind of karma? Agniyadi, etc. So for these karmas, Agniyadi karmas, Eka Falavad Upakara Upanibadhanam, each they have Eka Falavad. Each limb, each of this limb, this firewood, what are you collecting for? This karma. What are you collecting this ghee for? This karma. What are you collecting this vessels for? This karma. What are you collecting this? Why are you preparing this Vedi, Veda, etc. for this karma? So for everything is connected directly to that karma. What is the result for this collecting of food? Swarga. Because that is the karma, for that karma that is the result. So each of this karma, each of this limb is directly associated with the result. The final result. Everything has only one result in its pravrti. Therefore, Eka Fala Avachinanam, Eka Prayoga Vachana Upagrihitanam. Since they are directly connected to that same result, Eka Prayoga Vachana Upagrihitanam. And Eka Prayoga Vachana, for this karma you have to use these things, it is said. For gaining this result, you have to perform it in this way, it is said. And because of that, Eka Adhikari, for who? This person who is eligible, for him, these are the ways, these are the things which he has to do. And Adhikari Kartrukana, for that person, Karta, that doer, one single doer, ఏక పౌర్ణమాస్య అమావాస్య కాల సంబద్ధానాం యుగపత అనుష్ఠాన అశక్తే. ఫర్ ది కర్మ విచ్ హాస్ టు బి పర్ఫార్మ్డ్ ఇన్ ది పూర్ణమాసి ఇన్ ది ఫుల్ మూన్ ఆర్ దాట్ విచ్ హాస్ టు బి పర్ఫార్మ్డ్ ఇన్ ది అమావాస్య ఇన్ ది న్యూ మూన్ దే కెనాట్ బి పర్ఫార్మ్డ్ ఇన్ ది సేమ్ టైమ్ ఇన్ ది సేమ్ డే. పూర్ణమాసి ఇస్ నాట్ ఇన్ అమావాస్య ఆర్ అమావాస్య ఇస్ నాట్ ఇన్ పూర్ణమాసి. దేర్ఫోర్ సామర్థ్యాత్ క్రమ ప్రాప్తౌ వెన్ హీ హాస్ టు పర్ఫార్మ్ దిస్ సాధ్యస్కర యాగా ఇన్ విచ్ హీ పర్ఫార్మ్స్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఆల్ ది కర్మస్ ఇన్ వన్ డే దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ యాగా దేర్ సామర్థ్యాత్ క్రమ ప్రాప్తౌ దేర్ విచ్ షుడ్ బి పర్ఫార్మ్డ్ వెన్ దట్ క్వశ్చన్ అరేసస్ and then for that kind of question tad vishesha apekshayam he has the desire to gain the knowledge special knowledge which should be performed when paathadayah tad bheda niyamaya prabhavanti the paatha etc these pramanas these different pramanas through which you understand the shruti they start working they start functioning to give the right meaning yatra tu na shesha sheshi bhavah napi నా శేష శేషి భావ దట్ ఇస్ ఓకే ఎత్ర తు నా శేష శేషి భావ నాపి ఏక అధికార అవచ్ఛేద యథా శౌర్యార్యమణ ప్రాజాపత్యాదీనా తత్ర క్రమభేద అపేక్షాభావాత్ న పాఠాదిహి క్రమ విశేష నియమేన నియమే ప్రమాణం అవర్జనీయతయా తస్య తత్ర అగతత్వాత్ తత్ర తత్ర ఆగతత్వాత్. సో ఎత్ర తు న శేషేషి భావః వేర్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో శేషేషి భావ దేర్ ఇస్ నో లింగ్ అండ్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో లింబ్ అండ్ దేర్ ఇస్ దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ లింబ్డ్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో రిలేషన్షిప్ సో నాపి అధికార అవచ్ఛేద దిస్ పర్సన్ హూ హాస్ టు పర్ఫార్మ్ దేర్ ఆల్సో ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ లిమిటెడ్ టు వన్ సింగిల్ పర్సన్ పౌర్ణమాసి హూవర్ పర్ఫార్మ్స్ దిస్ దర్శ యాగా షుడ్ పర్ఫార్మ్ ది పౌర్ణమాసి యాగా హూ ఎవర్ పర్ఫార్మ్స్ దిస్ యాగా ఇన్ ది ఫుల్ మూన్ షుడ్ పర్ఫార్మ్ ది యాగా ఇన్ ది న్యూ మూన్ ది సేమ్ పర్సన్ నాట్ టూ డిఫరెంట్ పర్సన్స్ దేర్ ఫోర్ దేర్ ఏక అధికారి ఇట్ డిపెండ్స్ ఆన్ వన్ పర్సన్ బట్ వేర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ది నాట్ డిపెండెంట్ అపాన్ వన్ పర్సన్ లైక్ ది శౌర్య అరియమణ ప్రజాపత్యాదీనా శౌర్యం చర్మం నిర్వపేత్ ఇట్ ఇస్ సెట్ ఫర్ వన్ పర్సన్ అండ్ అర్యమణే చరుం నిర్వపేత్ ఫర్ అనదర్ పర్సన్ అండ్ థర్డ్ ప్రాజాపత్యం చరుం నిర్వపేత్ ఎవ్రీ ఫర్ ఈచ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ డైటీ యూ ఆర్ టేకింగ్ దిస్ చరు ఇస్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ది దిస్ ఆబ్లేషన్ విచ్ యూ గివ్ ఇన్ ది ఫైర్ నౌ దిస్ చరు ఇట్ ఇస్ దో కామన్ దేర్ ఇస్ అ డిఫరెన్స్ ఇన్ ది యాగ బికాస్ శౌర్య ఫర్ దిస్ శౌర్య శౌర్యం జరుం నిర్వపేత బ్రహ్మవర్చస కామః వన్ హూ వాంట్స్ టు గెయిన్ అ వెరీ బ్రైట్ బాడీ హీ షుడ్ హావ్ టు పర్ఫార్మ్ దిస్ యాగా ఫార్ దిస్ డైటీ సూర్య దెన్ అరియం నేచరుం నిర్వపేత స్వర్గ కామః ఇఫ్ ఐ డిజైర్ టు గెయిన్ హోమ దిస్ హెవెన్ దెన్ ఐ షుడ్ హావ్ టు పర్ఫార్మ్ దిస్ యాగా ఫార్ అరియమ్న అండ్ ప్రజాపత్యం చరుం నిరూపేత్ ఆయుష్ కామః ఫర్ ది ప్రజాపతి ఐ షుడ్ హావ్ టు పర్ఫార్మ్ దిస్ యాగా ఇఫ్ ఐ డిజైర్ టు లివ్ అ లాంగ్ లైఫ్ సో దిస్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ఇత్యాదీనాం తత్ర క్రమభేద అపేక్ష అభావాత్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో ఆర్డర్ whether I have to do this after this or this after this there is no because one karma does not have any contact with another karma so there is no expectancy of order therefore na paathadi krama vishesha niyama pramanam this paathadi krama etc the paatha etc these krama they don't have any existence here they don't have any power here to prove the pramanatva avarjiniyatya tasya tatra agatvat this avarjiniya because they everything is already in place so you should not take to this avarjaniyataya these karmas they should have to be given nachaiha dharma brahma jignasayoho shesha sheshi bhave shutyadinam anyatavam pramanam astiti in this Brahma Jignasa also, the knowledge of karma cannot be a limb. Cannot be a limb. And for that there is no pramana. Therefore, you cannot bring it as a limb. Nanu, shesha sheshi bhava bhave api. Kramanemo drishta. Yata godohanasya purushartasya darshapurnamasikaihi angaihi saha. Yathava darshapurnamasa abhyam ishtuva somene jeteti darshapurnamasa somayoho ashesha sheshinoho ityata aha. So maybe let there be no limb and limbed. There be no relationship in this way. Anga and angi, this relationship, or shesha sheshi, this relationship, let it not be there. But still, abhave api kramaniyamo drishta, there is a order in which you have to perform. That is expected. You have to follow an order in which you gain this knowledge. What is that? Yatha godohanasya purushartasya. This person who gains this milk from the cow. He extracts the milk from the cow. And that same person, after doing that, darshapurnamasa, it is a limb to the darshapurnamasa anga. He does the darshapurnamasa karma. And the same person who did the darshapurnamasa karma, yathava darshapurnamasa abhyam ishtva, who did this darshapurnamasa karma, he, somene jeta, he performs this yaga with soma, soma yaga. So, that there is a connection after this, after doing the darshapurnamasa, after taking the milk, he should have to perform the darshapurnamasa. After darshapurnamasa, he has to use the soma rasa to perform the soma yaga. There is an order. In the same way, here also some order should be accepted. If you say, na, that is why he says, adhikrata adhikare cha pramana abhava titi yojana. Adhikrata adhikare pramana abhava. We'll see. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.